Melanie Rousen from the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. And what I'm going to discuss today is African-American acculturation and the association with health practices and looking at age group differences. I would first like to acknowledge Ms. Alistair Watkins of the AME Zion Church in Charlotte, and also say that this work was supported in part by funds through the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. Acculturation refers to the extent to which racial and ethnic minorities adopt the cultural traditions, values, and beliefs and assumptions of the dominant culture, retain their own cultural traditions, or practice a mix of the dominant cultural traditions and their own traditional culture. African Americans in the United States have remained culturally distinct from other groups for several reasons, including racism, racial discrimination, segregation, and other societal and environmental issues. Because culture has been shown to influence health behaviors, it's important to understand the level of acculturation that there is within a given community and understand how that acculturation influences those behaviors. Studies exploring African-American acculturation have been few in number. The scope has been relatively limited. Most of these studies have focused on smoking, dietary practices, and breast self-examination. These studies have shown that among African Americans who are more acculturated, they're less likely to be current smokers, and they're more likely to have healthier dietary practices, and that was found to be particularly true among diabetics. African Americans who are more traditionally oriented have been found to have performed more breast self-examinations and be more likely to have poor neuropsychological functioning, as well as be less knowledgeable about things such as HIV/AIDS. One of the things that all of these previous studies have in common is that none of them looked at the association between acculturation and health behaviors by age group. And age group is potentially important because you have societal and environmental differences during the time in which the individuals were growing up. So therefore, the purpose of this study was to explore the relationship by age group among African American men and women in the Charlotte area. Participants for the study were recruited through two venues. The first is the AME Zion Churches in the MSA of Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill, and there was also recruitment done through the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. The AME Zion Church Council received two $1,000 scholarships, and the university participants received $10 gift cards. And we ended up with a final sample size of 273. Each participant completed an anonymous paper-based survey, and the survey collected demographic data including education, income, marital status, self-rated health, age, and gender. And with the exception of age, all of these variables were categorical. The health behaviors that were explored in the survey included smoking status, both current and former, alcohol consumption, and dietary patterns including fat intake, eating fruits and vegetables, on low fat and skim milk, things like that. Acculturation was measured using the African American Acculturation Scale, developed by Landrin and Clonath in 1994. The scale consists of 74 items and 8 subscales. The subscales range from preference for things African American to traditional foods, religious beliefs, intercultural attitudes of mistrust, and traditional health beliefs. For the purposes of this analysis, the total scale scores as well as each of the individual subscale scores were divided into tertiles to create three categories, being acculturated, bicultural, or traditional. And the primary analysis used in this study was logistic regression to determine odds ratios and 95% confidence intervals. And the regression models were stratified by age groups to explore the association within the specific age groups. And the two age groups were age 25 to 49 and 50 and above. And with regards to income and the gender distribution, they were pretty similar. There were differences between groups as far as education, with more in the younger age group had been college graduates, And they're also more in the younger age groups who were single. The total scale scores for our sample range from 126 to 518. And for the most part, the older African Americans were found to be more traditionally oriented on both the total scale and each of the subscales. The asterisks beside the different subscales that were found to be statistically different between the groups. These subscales included preference for things African American, traditional foods, childhood socialization, and superstition. The subscales that are highlighted in yellow had alphas that were below 0.70, so the internal consistency with those scales are somewhat questionable. A majority of the participants in both age groups were found to engage in positive dietary practices, including eating more fruits and vegetables, consuming low-fat milk, skim milk. There were differences found between groups with regards to eating fewer salty foods and as well as with alcohol consumption and smoking status. Within a younger age group, there was a much higher percentage who drank alcohol, and there was also a higher percentage who were current smokers. Among those in the older age group, there were much more former smokers within that group. And there were also more individuals who reported eating fewer salty foods. The logistic regression analysis, which was stratified by age groups, revealed that the association was different when you separated the age groups out and looked at it that way. For the younger age groups, being more traditionally oriented was found to increase the likelihood of drinking alcohol and be a current or former smoker. Among those in the younger age groups, being more traditionally oriented showed a lesser likelihood for drinking alcohol and also for being a current or a former smoker. There were also differences found in regards to the eating fewer salty foods, with those in a younger age group who are more traditionally oriented being less likely to eat fewer salty foods, and those in the older age groups being more likely to eat salty foods. And since we identified a few of the behaviors that were significantly different between groups and the association with acculturation was found to be different between groups, we explored the subscales and its association with those behaviors. And what we found is that for the younger age groups, there were several of the subscales that were significantly associated with these behaviors. The traditional African-American family structure and the preference for things African-American, intercultural attitudes of mistrust and superstitions were all found to be associated with drinking alcohol in the younger group, as well as traditional health beliefs as far with current smoking and family structure with former smoking. The only subscale that was found to be significantly associated in the older group is the intercultural attitudes of mistrust with current smoking. And there were no subscales identified for eating fewer salty foods. So what does all this mean? Overall, the results of this study are pretty consistent with previous studies, particularly in the younger group, showing that those who are more traditionally oriented are more likely to smoke and drink alcohol. But there are findings, even though not all of them are significant, that reveal that there may be a difference between the way acculturation works amongst older African Americans and younger African Americans. Some of these age group differences may be reflective of societal and environmental differences between the two groups. And it's also possible that older African Americans who are more traditionally oriented already know someone who has a chronic illness or may have developed a chronic illness themselves, and their health behaviors may simply be a reflection of their own attempts to either prevent illness or to ameliorate the effects. Some of the limitations to this study was a small sample size, which may be a part of the reason why we don't have all of the significant results. There's also potential for selection bias, because traditionally African Americans have not liked to participate in research studies and some of the questions within the scale may potentially be offensive. Those who did respond may have been different than those who didn't. So, and there's also the question of reliability within the scale because of those two subscales that had low internal consistency. So, the findings of this analysis highlight the importance of identifying the level of acculturation within a given community and how that acculturation influences their health behaviors or health practices. And although all the findings aren't statistically significant, it did demonstrate that younger adults are more likely to smoke and to be current drinkers. And this has indications for any culture-based interventions. For example, interventions that are culture-based may need to be targeted towards specific age groups or target specific aspects of culture. Because remember that for the younger age group, there were specific subscales that were identified that influenced these certain behaviors. Thank you very much.